This is Mike Johnson with the download edition of the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Thursday, April the 10th.
Oh, it's huge. It's the biggest one-day drop in the technology stock index since 2011, so it's a big deal.
What on earth was going on with technology shares on Wall Street today?
Well, I think part of it is this is the violence you get in a multi-day sell-off after a false dawn. Yesterday, technology stocks we're up. But part of it, too, is some individual stories. eBay, for example, fell 3.4% after striking a deal with Carl Icahn. He's been demanding they put an independent director on their board, and they're going to do that.
He's a big activist shareholder, isn't he? He there in the United States.
He is, yeah. He does this sort of thing. Buys a chunk of stock and then demands changes. And usually investors are excited about that, but I think the market seems to be telling us that as a group they're not comfortable in this case with this plan.
Okay, what else? Facebook down 5%?
Well, that's right. And what that is it's a market rotation out of the highest flying momentum stocks of last year. Tech stocks now down about 8% from their highs. It's partly because attention was drawn to some of the crazy valuations, and Facebook is one where the price-earnings ratio was off the charts. And that's where the selling has been most aggressive for the past couple of weeks.
The other thing I was reading about Facebook is that it's obviously been trying to take over WhatsApp, the instant messaging service, since the headline news was announced the deal in February, and regulators have been saying, look, if you want to do that, you've got to make sure effectively that you don't use personal data from WhatsApp users in order to sell targeted advertising. I saw that today. Do you think that's affected investors' view of Facebook and the amount of money it might be able to make out of WhatsApp?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because, think about it. Facebook paid $19 billion for this app. And here's the government telling them, that they can't add any revenue directly, that any potential benefit has to come from benefits on the Facebook side. And I think, in fact, they were hoping to use WhatsApp as a way of getting their customers when they're on their phones rather than their computers. They'll certainly be able to reach them, but they won't be able to reach them with advertising.
And that's all for this Wall Street Update.